Welcome to the podcast of Revival Life Church, a spirit-filled multicultural church in Boca Raton, Florida. If you would like more information about Revival Life Church or Pastor Carl Thomas, find us on the web at revivallifechurch.org.
How are you feeling this? Well, happy Mother's Day, everybody. Happy Mother's Day. So we have a guest speaker here who's he's a guest, but he's not really a guest because he's just been such a friend of the house for so long. We love Pastor Steve and Sandra Long, don't we? Really good. just kind of prep you real quick. We've known them for several years. Of course, they're the lead, not senior, but the lead pastors. Isn't that your title? Holy Spirit is senior pastor. They are the lead pastors of Catch the Fire Toronto, which of course is where the outpouring happened and continues to this day. And this is what I wanted to tell you real quick. There was a kind of a worldwide move of God that got birthed out of an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And what's really exciting about that is there were some leaders over the ministry, but there weren't really, let me say this, it didn't come out of a person. Right, it didn't even come out of a building, because the building it started in is not where it the majority of the years were. What's really neat about it was there were some principles that God really anointed. We'll say it that way. And it wasn't even the principles, it was just God. And some people caught on to what God was doing. And what's so neat about that is just really two main things that I want to highlight real quickly. Of all the moves of God that I have studied personally, and if you're a guest today, welcome. We have kids in this church, and you're going to hear them. Yeah. Amen? Amen? And we're not going to tell them to be quiet. We might be quiet for them. We're not going to make them be quiet for us, okay? So of all the revivals, the moves of God that I've studied, very few of the people remain friends long term. Right? And most of the revivals die not because God stopped moving, but because people, their ministry started conflicting, right? And so one of the most remarkable aspects of the move that happened that started in 94 was that all the leaders are still friends. And they minister together and they like each other still. Like they still walk together. None of them, that, to my knowledge, have disassociated from one another. Now, many people have gone and started churches, and some of the leaders of the Toronto movement are still in Toronto. Some are in different areas because the Lord has birthed different movements, but they're not at odds. That's really the number one thing I wanted to point out is that supernatural move of God, they just were able to create a wineskin where people continue to honor and love one another long term, right? And there actually has been succession where one generation or one set of leaders gave over authority to another set of leaders, which just doesn't really happen. So that's the first part I want you to see is that relationally, this has been a healthy move of God. So that's a move. It's amazing. The second thing is because of that, it hasn't actually ended. Now, what's what's so exciting is there was a time where you had to travel by plane to go encounter the presence of God. There was a time where the world would go to Toronto and a couple hot spots that came out of it to experience the presence and power of God. And now, because they didn't get jealous for God, they didn't get jealous of people's ministries, it really birthed the presence all over the world, right? And it wasn't only Toronto, of course, and Toronto wouldn't even claim that it was only them. There was moves happened all over, but that anointing and those teachings that came out of Toronto continue to today. That presence and that power, part of the reason there aren't lines out the door in Toronto are because it's not only in Toronto now. They have successfully birthed this thing and given it away to the point where there's just, the presence and power is all over. I mean, you can go to concerts today and experience the presence and power of God. I mean, they call them Christian worship nights, but you know, they're concerts. And the presence and power of God will be there. And it's just all over. You'll see miracles on the streets all over the world. I remember in the late 90s, it was just so unheard of. Like, if somebody saw a healing on the streets, they got it on video, you'd get a billion hits on YouTube because nobody, now it's just, how are you not seeing miracles on the streets if you're evangelizing, right? Like, that's the success of this movement. And so today, what I have noticed is a real hallmark of this move is that there is a work of love that happens in people's hearts that they were not expecting, weren't even praying into, and it caught them off guard, and it shifts how you look at people and circumstances. And that continues to today. Even if they don't teach that subject, it still happens. It's just a byproduct. Amen? Like, if you preach the gospel, people are going to get saved, even if you're not telling people to get saved, because that's just what Holy Spirit does. And a hallmark of what's happening is the love of God is going to touch your heart in a way you may not have expected or experienced. If you've experienced it before, get ready for more. So today, Pastor Steve's going to come up, and we're going to honor him, and I'm going to receive an offering now, because I believe at the end of service, some of you may not be able to give. That's what I'm expecting. So let me get the ushers to come up. So if you're giving by PayPal, I need you in the special instructions to put a guest speaker or whatever you want to put there. Write all checks out to Revival Life Church and put in the... We're all coughing at the same time. Corey's just getting in line with the anointing here. Yep. Pastor Steve, you can cough all you want. I'm just joking, of course. Corey's a lot. Okay, Corey, you can cough too. My wife will rebuke me. There's a love of God already working in my heart. Like Pastor David would say, you know, I heard the Lord and it sounded like my wife. Because it was my wife. So if you have a check, write out to Revival Life Church. And in the special notes, put special offering. We always take cash, of course. And if you want to give more than $1 million, we'll give you some banking transfer information. Amen. Yeah, actually, if you want to give anything and you want to use bank transfer, we'll take it. Amen? We'll give you that information. I don't even know that information, but we'll find it out. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to receive this offering, and if you just hold it in your hand, two things. We're going to give, and I want you to not only give, but expect to receive from Holy Spirit today. Amen? Because I just really believe he's going to touch some hearts in ways that you may not be expecting. So, Father, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for the gift and the giver. We pray in the name of Jesus that you would pour out abundantly. That you would pour out abundantly today. In Jesus' name, everybody said? Amen, amen and amen and amen. If you would, with me, stand and just receive Pastor Steve and Sandra Long.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. You may now sit down and receive us. Well, it's really good to be back with you friends. And I was joking about Facebook because I think half your church is on my Facebook page. Like We're friends, and those of you who aren't, I'm listed by Pastor Steve Long on Facebook. So, anyways. Yeah, this picture here is not supposed to be a public picture. Our media people did this teasing us, as a making fun of us, and put a little glint in our eyes, whitened the teeth, and somehow this got on somehow our promo pages and all that kind of stuff, and people... People like you are using this, and it's not supposed to be there. It's just, no, I got yellow teeth. I got coffee teeth. Not yellow teeth. I got, anyways. Yeah, we just had new pictures taken, so get ready for older-looking photos. Yeah. I have a staff badge. All of our staff, especially when we have conferences, wear a badge. Like, we're 75 staff in our church, so I don't even know everyone's names. Anyways. They did the very same thing, our graphics team. They took a photo and photoshopped me completely black hair, which just, I haven't had that for a long time. And so people look at my badge and they go, like, you got old. And it's like, no, they just changed the photo. Anyways, thank you, Carl, for having us back again. We come to your church because we're going on a cruise. That is basically it. And so we've done that. I think this is our third time. Yeah. And so we're going to have lunch with your pastors and then head to the cruise ship. And our two sons and their wives and our four grandkids, they're going to meet us on the boat. So this was our Christmas gift to our kids this year. So the Lord really blessed us financially last year, and we were able to be a little bit extravagant to our kids this year. It was nice. Good. And Corey, I just need to say you do have white teeth. Like you shine when you're up there. You shine. That's very, very good. Speaking of shining, that's your theme, isn't it, for this sermon series right now? And Pastor Carl asked if I would continue in that theme, and I really enjoy when I'm a guest speaker at a church, and they include me in a series because that's what we do at our church. Amen. Is we'll write to the speaker and say, like, if you're just sort of going to do an old sermon, can you do an old sermon that fits with our series? And if you don't, like, you don't have to, but you can. And so I'm going to talk about a lady today, being Mother's Day. And it doesn't use the word shine in the story about her, but I think she has to be doing a whole bunch of radiating God's goodness for what's going to happen to her. This is a lady who was so exemplifying God and godliness and the character of Jesus that when she died, people said, oh, that's not happening. We need her back alive. Because she's so helpful. She's so good. So that's what we're going to talk about today, is just a little bit about this lady. And then, did you know that you can sort of earn the right to have people pray for you when you can't pray for yourself? I think that's one of the principles of this passage. When you're dead, you can't pray for yourself to come back to life. So are there people around you that you can affect by radiating Jesus, that when a tough time comes to you, they're going to be the first people in praying for you before you maybe even realize you need prayer? Yeah. So that's what we're going to have a ministry time about that today as well. So we got some notes on the screen for you. And shining gets rewards. That's my little topic for today. And if you have your Bible, you can turn to Acts chapter 9. But scripture is also going to be on the screen. And next slide, we're just going to read this. Acts chapter 9, starting verse 36, in Joppa. By the way, Joppa is a historic city. It is still in Israel today. It is the port city for Jerusalem. It is like 1 mile away, mile south of Tel Aviv. Tel Aviv is a new city. It's only been since Israel was started as a nation. But Joppa is an ancient, ancient city. In Joppa, there was a disciple, which is the name of people who are followers of Jesus, named Tabitha, which when translated into Greek is Dorcas. And she was, what's the word? Always doing good and helping the poor. She's shining. She's reflecting the heart of God, correct? That's who this lady is. She's always an amazing example of Christ's likeness and God's glory. About that time, she became sick and she died, and her body was washed and placed in an upstairs room. Next slide. Lydda, which is 13 miles away from Joppa, further inland. Lydda was near Joppa, and so when the disciples heard that Peter was in Lydda, they sent two men to him and urged him, please come at once. And Peter went with them. And when he arrived, he was taken upstairs to the room. All the widows, next slide. They stood around Peter, crying and showing him the robes and the other clothing that Dorcas had made while she was still with them. Basically, they're saying, this lady has been giving us clothes for years. We got no one to give us clothes at Christmas. We need her back. Like, that's the pressure on Peter, who's one of the apostles. Isn't that amazing? Like, you need to do your apostolic stuff and get her alive so that we can have new clothes. It's a little selfish, isn't it? But that's all right. So Peter sent them all out of the room, and he got down on his knees and he prayed. And turning towards the dead woman, he said, Tabitha, get up. And she opened her eyes, and seeing Peter, she sat up. It was like, what? If the Pope is praying for you and you're dead, and you'd stand up real quick and go, thank you, sir. She recognized Peter, sits up right away, and he takes her by the hand and he helped her to her feet. And then he called the believers and the widows. And see the little phrase there? It says believers and widows. That subtly implies that not all these women that Dorcas has been caring for are followers of Jesus. Does it not sort of say that? So the widows could be believers, but it's certainly two different categories. So she's not just helping people that are like her. She's not just helping people in the congregation. She's helping everybody. Yeah? Muslim, Hindu, doesn't matter. She's helping everybody, regardless of their faith, regardless of their stature. She's helping everybody. And it says that, so Peter called the believers and the widows, and he presented her to them alive. And this became known all over Joppa. And next slide. And many people believed in the Lord. Of course people are going to believe in the Lord when there's a resurrection, aren't they? Especially someone who's known by all the people, as this lady was. And Peter stayed in Joppa for some time with a tanner named Simon. I've been to Simon's house several times. Every time you go to Israel, you land in Tel Aviv Airport, and most of the tours start in Joppa, and you spend a couple hours there, and then you go to your hotel and you sleep because you've flown all night. When you get to Joppa, next slide, this is what you see. Coming into the city of Joppa, you see Jonah's whale. Everyone goes and gets their picture with Jonah's whale, because this is where Jonah, you know, ran from God. He's supposed to be going east, and he decides to go into the Mediterranean going west. I don't know if that's the fish, but that certainly is a smiling fish. Very, very happy guy. Next slide is the biggest Catholic church in the city that is all about remembering all the different miracles and things in the history of Israel that took place in that town. And so you go in, and it's basically a history lesson as you look at the different paintings and stuff like that inside that building. And next slide is just a picture as you're looking north to Tel Aviv. So you're just in this tiny little historic town, and here's this monster city that's right there. So friends, three little things this morning before we invite the Holy Spirit to come and do some stuff with us this morning. Friends, I think you already know this, but preaching doesn't change your life. The prayers at the end do change your life. Amen. Yep. So point number one, Dorcas shone. Is that the right word? Shined? Shone? Shone? How do you say that word? Shone? Okay. I didn't put an N. Is there a shonen? No, just shone. Did I spell it right?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Thank you. Dorcas shone in her city through her care for the poor and for the widows. That's what she did. I don't know that she was necessarily thinking that what she was doing was anything special. But clearly, as this lady is caring for people who need to be cared for and need some help, need someone to give them a helping hand, as it were, it became very clear to the people in this town that this lady is special. Correct? You don't get a story in the Bible unless you're a little special about something. And this lady, just through a simple thing of caring for people who need care. And friends, your city has them all over, don't they? Every city has them all over. Every street has people that need some care. And this lady was just drawn by the Lord to care for widows especially and for the poor. And the next point is just a simple one, is that she does this, point number two, through her skill set. She's not trying to do something that she's not good at, but she's a dressmaker, and she's just using the skill sets that she has to love people. That's not too hard, is it? That basically says that anything that you're good at, you could probably do that to help other people. Yeah? So if you're good at mechanics and you like fixing stuff, you can fix stuff for people. If you like gardening, you can garden for people. There's almost no end to the hobbies that you have and the skill sets that you have to use that for other people. And I'm gonna suggest that as she is doing these things that she just thinks is fun, making dresses is fun. She gets paid to do it. She's good at it. But I think that she just enjoyed the process of making some dresses for other people. And I'm gonna surmise that she talked to Jesus with those people. As she's with them, she's hearing their stories. It doesn't say anywhere in the passage that she's ministering and praying for people, but I'm going to guess that that's what she's doing. I'm going to guess that she has had a history of ministering to people so that these people, it's not just that they want a new dress at Christmas, but they know that her prayers have helped to change their lives. And so when she dies, the very people that she's been radiating God to these people, they go, there's a gap now. She's not here. Who's going to do all that for us? That seem to make sense for you, friends?
Yeah.
It's just a simple thing. She has a passion to care for people that need caring for, and she has a skill set, and she uses her skill set. And then here's the clincher number three. is her shining in the city was rewarded supernaturally. I love the fact that the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, says that God is the rewarder of people who live by faith. Faith is a simple thing, friends. It is God giving you a thought and you saying yes to it. More than you saying yes, but you action-oriented, involved in what God has said. So all the stories in the scriptures of people who heard from God and then attempted to do what God said, those are people called people of faith. Yep. Does that make sense on that one? And so here's this lady that has just had little tweaks, I'm sure, from the Holy Spirit, where the Holy Spirit said, well, see that person over there? And look at them. And so the very first person that she ministers to, I'm going to guess, was just a nudge of the Holy Spirit. You can give that lady a dress. You got an extra dress that you haven't sold yet. Just give it away to her. And I'm going to guess that her ministry started very humbly, very small. And it's one person and then another one. And then that person said, had some friends who were also poor widows. Where did you get the nice dress? Oh, well, you know that dress shop on Main Street? The lady there, she gave it to me. How about I take you? And we go see if she can give you a dress. I think that's how her ministry started. Simple, humble. But God was in it. God was in it. And friends, God will be with you. We have a Korean lady in our church, and she's probably about 65 now. And at least 30 years ago, she's married to one of the top surgeons in Toronto. Big, huge house, friends. Like, housing prices in Toronto are more expensive than housing prices here. Basically, double the price of any of your houses here to Toronto. And she's in the wealthiest neighborhood in Toronto. So it's like, you know, in the millions is her house, probably, I don't know, 8 bedrooms, you know, that kind of stuff. And, you know, what a chief of staff surgeon is going to make at a big hospital. She doesn't need the work. And she's, being Korean, she's very much about prayer and fasting, and like she's really into the disciplines of God. And as she was driving home one day, she drove past a park in the city of Toronto where the poorest of the poor live. It's called Crack Corner in Toronto. That's not what the city calls it. That's what the community calls it. And here's homeless people that are in that corner. And one of the reasons that they're in that park is the Salvation Army has a shelter. I'm going to say something like 60 beds. And so every night you can check yourself in and get a bed, especially in the winter. And they don't have jobs, and they just sit in this park waiting for the beds to open, and at 8 in the morning they're given a cup of coffee and a piece of toast and off they go, and they're out. And she saw these people and she just had a thought, I don't know that they've had a good meal. And so the next week she packed up her little Korean hibachi. If you've been to Korean barbecues, you know those little Korean barbecue things. She packed hers up and she bought some hot dogs and some hot dog buns. And she just went into the park, and she started cooking hot dogs and giving them out to people. And a lady who was on one of the streetcars saw what she was doing. Like, just, you know, the streetcar stopped, and she looks in the park, and here's a Korean lady giving out hot dogs. And she just goes, oh, my goodness. I wonder if that, and the lady in the streetcar said to herself, I wonder if she's a Christian. And she was a Christian. And so the next week, she's thinking, I'm going to watch for her every single night. And sure enough, the next Tuesday at that stop, she sees the lady, and she'd already said to herself, if she's back, I'm going to get off and I'm going to help her. And so these two ladies that were strangers met, and one is now helping the other one serve hot dogs, finds out she's a follower of Jesus, and they start to pray for people, start to minister to people. Well, friends, that's become a full-out ministry in the city of Toronto now. And it's... It just started with one lady seeing homeless people and thinking they probably haven't had a good meal. If you go there today, they'll be meeting right now. Actually, 10:30 is when they start. Soon they'll be meeting. And they have, I don't know if you know this, but about a third of all the Hollywood movies aren't made in Hollywood. They're made in Toronto. Like we do all the Batman movies and all that kind of stuff. Gotham is not Gotham. Gotham is Toronto. As we call it, the Six. At least that's what Drake calls it. The area code for Toronto is 416. So that's where if you heard that phrase, the Six, that's where that comes from. And we need a new basketball coach if anybody's interested. What was I saying? Where was I? Full-blown ministry in Toronto. And I was going to say something profound about that. What I was going to say was the caterers for Sunday lunch are the Hollywood caterers. The company that does meals for most of the movie shoots in Toronto, somehow they heard about what she was doing and said, how can we help you? And they provide. And so they're getting steak, lobster. It's just the amazing meals. And so this one little Korean lady, her name is Young-Hwa Kang. Her ministry is just like, it's known. And Heidi Baker, do you know Heidi Baker? Have you heard of her?
Yes.
You've heard of her? Well, before she was famous, she has a little orphanage, 15 kids in Africa, is her first go at it. And when she first came to our church in Toronto, before anyone knows her, she heard about this lady, and Heidi's down there helping her. And Heidi, almost every time she comes to Toronto, drives down and just spends a couple hours helping out at Young-Hwa's storefront ministry. Yeah? Friends, when you begin to do your part of shining for Jesus, the Lord begins to take your little shine and he goes, and all of a sudden it begins to glow. It begins to have effect. And the Lord begins to draw other people to help you, correct? And in this story, when this lady dies, there's a group of ladies are going, uh-uh, we're not having her dead. She's too young to be dead. And besides, I got three kids that need a dress. And you can just picture it, can't you? That when they delegate two guys to go 13 miles, friends, 13 miles walking? That's a couple days. And Peter comes back, and when he gets there, here's all these ladies holding their dresses up. And friends, in those days, you didn't have a dress for every single day and two on Saturdays. You had one outfit for the year. Yeah? You would just wear the same clothes all the time. And if you're poor, 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 you're wearing the same clothes for 5 years, and they're just starting to rot. They're starting to fall apart. And here's these ladies holding up all the things. And that influenced Peter to do his apostle stuff and see this lady come up back to life. That's a pretty good story, isn't it? And now once she's back to life, now she's shining even more. Everybody in the city now knows about this lady. I think she probably made some money in her dress store as well. I'm going to guess that in her little business, the wealthy people are purposely buying dresses to give her a profit so that she can give more away. Doesn't say that. I'm just going to guess that that's the kind of stuff that's happening. And when you begin to shine Jesus and radiate Jesus in your workplace, in your school, wherever you are, you just get ready for God to use you. Yeah? So here's what we want to pray this morning. We want to pray for those of you that need a breakthrough today while you're alive. And so that could be health things, that could be financial things, that could be relationship things. We're going to pray into that this morning. But I want to start by just saying, if you need a loan and you go to a bank, yeah, you need to meet someone to get that loan. Yeah, you got to meet someone. You have to have an approval for someone to give you a mortgage, to give you a business loan, car loan. You got to fill in a form, got to meet someone. And they're going to give you a little eyeball test as well while they're with you. And friends, can I say that for you to have the big breakthroughs in your life, you need to meet someone. And his name happens to be Jesus. And the best way to ensure that you're going to have the potential for God to do breakthroughs in your life over and over and over is to be his friend. The second song that we sang, one of the little phrases that says, while you were a foe, F-O-E, while you were an enemy of God, God still loved you. Remember singing that?
Yeah.
While you were inadvertently against God, didn't know that you were, but that's how God saw you. If you're not for me, you're against me. And while you and I were deep in our independence and just thinking about ourselves and being selfish, God was thinking about you and he was thinking about me. And he asked his son Jesus before eternity, would you be willing to go and live with these people, humble yourself? It'd be like you coming back as a grasshopper and living with grasshoppers. Having an intellect of a human, having the athletic skills of a human, and being trapped in a grasshopper body. And that's the humbling that Jesus said, yes, I'll do that. I'll be with these people. And I'll die for their sins. Not for his sins, for their sins. Yep. This is historical. This isn't just Bible. This is history saying this. And Jesus died for you and for me so that we could have the ultimate breakthrough, which is to go from death to life. And to have eternity, have eternal life put into your heart right now. Right now, every person who's not a follower of Jesus already has eternity in their heart, but it's called eternal death. And we can switch to having eternal life with a relationship with Jesus. So if you're in this room and you just figured this out, as I'm talking about it, you're going, oh, okay, now I get this born-again stuff. Okay, I get it now. And you've never connected to Jesus. It's a real simple thing. It's basically ABC. A, admit that you need someone like Jesus to deal with your sin. Because that's what separates you from God. Your stuff. You. Yeah? B is the letter, not the letter, it's the word believe. Bible says that we need to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved from your sin, saved from eternal death. And the letter C is anyone who calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. All you need to do is just say, Jesus, I'm in. And he knows what you're thinking. He knows what you're saying. How about we all stand? So I'm going to lead a prayer. And I'd like everyone in the room to say this with me. And if you're already a follower of Jesus, you're just, you know, like you're saying, I'm in again. Like I didn't leave, but I'm in, I'm in. And if you're in the room and this is going to be your first time to make a commitment to Jesus or you need to reconnect with him, let me just tell you what we're going to do. We're going to say this prayer and then I'm going to ask you to do something really brave and bold. I'm just going to get you to come up to the front, and Sandra and I know there's a team, we're just going to pray with you real quick, and we're going to ask the Lord to give you some breakthroughs. And after we do that, we're going to start praying for those different categories that people may have today, finances, health, relationships, those kind of things. Would that be all right?
Yeah.
We are coming up to, where did my phone go? Time. We are 8 minutes away from those of you with kids to go get your kids. So I'll just give you a little time on that. If you go get your kids and then come back for ministry if we're going longer. So Jesus, we thank you for today. Thank you for Mom's Day. We can celebrate moms, and being that it's Sunday, Sunday is the day when the Jewish believers switched from worshiping on a Saturday, they switched to a Sunday because of the greatest day in history was a Sunday. And that's when Jesus rose again to prove that death could be conquered. That's why we worship on a Sunday, friends, not on a Saturday. That's what the first believers did. They switched from a Saturday to a Sunday because Jesus was raised from the dead to prove that your sins are forgiven and that there's life after death. And so if you're in this room and you're saying, I'm in, I want to choose Jesus today, how about you say this prayer with me? Jesus, I admit that I'm a sinner. I've been very independent, doing my stuff my way. Please forgive me. I've forgotten all about you. I've avoided you. That's changing. I believe that Jesus loves me, and he gave his life for me. He rose from the dead for me. believe that. And I'm choosing Jesus today. I'm calling on your name, Jesus. Would you come and be in my life? Would you forgive me of all my stuff and live with me forever? Now, friends, if you just prayed that prayer, there's one more big deal that we need to do. And that is, we need to do the same as what happened with Jesus and have you being full of the Holy Spirit and the power of God to come into your life. And so if you just prayed that prayer, I'd like you just to come up to the front real quick. And Sandra and I and the team, we're just going to lay hands on you, put our hands on your shoulders, and just give you the power not just to have life, but to break the power of sin that's in your life. You may have addictions. You may have stuff that you need freedom from. And so where are you, friends, today that we're connecting with Jesus for the very first time, reconnecting? Just be very brave, friends. Just come on up wherever you are. Come, come, come. Are there friends here this morning that were giving their life to Jesus, reconnecting? Give you another few seconds if that's you. This is not a time to think, well, everyone's watching. Of course everyone's watching. They're very happy for you. You coming up, sir? Yeah. Anyone else? Good. Anyone else? Still got time.
Hallelujah.
Here's what may be happening. If you're sitting in the seats and going, I'm not so sure, let me tell you how you know that you need to be at the front. If your heartbeat is just elevated to a really high level, that's God pounding away your chest and going, like, you're an idiot. What are you doing right here? You need to get up there and deal with this right here, right now. That's God talking to you. He's telling your body you're in stress. Like, give in. If your hands are all sweaty right now, like this guy, that's God giving you signals. What's wrong with you? Get up there. Is there anyone else in this room? God's talking to you. You know that. Let's stretch your hands to this brother. Holy Spirit, thank you for giving your life for him. And Daddy, we're asking now that the power of the Holy Spirit would so fill him that, friends, the penalty of your sin was dealt with at the cross. The work of the Holy Spirit coming in you is to help you with all the power stuff, because Satan will continue to be against you, and you need to have someone who's greater inside of you, yeah, than you standing by yourself. So Holy Spirit, come and be with this young man. Fill him right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Lord, bless you, brother. Thank you, Jesus. Alrighty. Hands up for those of you that need a financial breakthrough. And I'm not just saying you need money. That's not what we're talking about. I'm talking about that you're in debt, and this is like you're in a moving towards a crisis. Hands up nice and high. Okay. Those of you who don't have your hand up, move around and find someone. If your hand is down, just find someone who's got their hand up beside you. What we're doing right here, friends, is the Bible says when two or three people agree, God's in it. So I don't know if you read those verses, but it's all the way through the Bible. Two people, three people agreeing, two witnesses agreeing, and it's settled in heaven. Wave your hand real, like, violently if no one's come to you. If no one's come to you. Okay. Great. So, if Daddy, we're asking for our friends to put their hands up. Father, would you bring a breakthrough just like this lady got raised back to life? You can do incredible things. You can do incredible things. You can do incredible things. Carl talked about, he was joking that if you're going to make $1 million, you know, wire transfer, he can facilitate that. We had that last year at our church. A guy had a huge financial breakthrough, and we prayed for it as a church. We prayed for everyone to have a financial breakthrough that year, and this guy did. And the Lord spoke to him in the day that he was being prayed for. When he stood up like you guys are, put his hand up like you guys are, and the Lord said to him, when you get your breakthrough, pay off the church's mortgage. which was 1.2 million. And he went to the bank and he did it. So, Daddy, would you come and do those kind of things? Would you do supernatural things? And friends, I can't remember what I preached on the last time, but if I was here and talked about any kind of breakthroughs on finances, almost all the promises of God begin with an if. And it's like, if you do your part, if you're faithful to God in your finances, if you listen to the Holy Spirit when he says, see that poor person on the street, give him 20 bucks. Those are all how the breakthroughs begin when it comes for finances. Honor the Lord with your wealth. Bible says in Matthew chapter 6, seek first his kingdom. Seek first his righteousness. And all of these things are added into your life. You can have additions, friends. God can upgrade your accounts when you live a righteous life and a holy life. So, Daddy, we bless our friends right here. Breakthroughs in Jesus' name. All right, hands up if there's... Hands up if you need a relational breakthrough. Like you're not getting along with your mom and it's mom's day. You're estranged from your boyfriend. You broke up with your girlfriend. You're heading for divorce with your spouse. Your boss doesn't like you and you're thinking that he's, you know, trying to sabotage your career. Hands up if there's a relationship challenge. Nice and high. Let's do the very same thing. Let's gather around these people. A couple people to come up for Carl. Pray for him. Let's pray another thing. How many of you are here and you need to have a significant relationship with someone? You don't have a best friend. You don't have a spouse. Can I get you to put your hand up as well? If you don't have a best friend to lean on, keep your hand up nice and high. If you're looking for a spouse and God hasn't brought that person yet, hands up high. Let's move and surround these people. There's a gal over here some of the people can go to. And Daddy, we agree with these people, whatever's going on. Father, you bring peace into negative relationships. Would you clarify where there has been miscommunication? Would you dial down where there's been control and manipulation? May those things just be taken off the plate right now in Jesus' name. And so when you walk into that house, when you walk into that office, instead of it being toxic, you walk in with God's peace and God's presence. And we bless those of you who put your hands up to be shining. We bless you to be radiating God's glory. We bless you to be the... bless you to be the one that moves first, and that God would help you to, how do you communicate what's on your heart? You'd be the first one to say, you know what, I'm really sorry for my attitude the last little while. Bless you to be that person that starts it off. Even if you didn't feel that you contributed, there's always something you can say. It's like, you know what, I haven't been feeling good towards you recently. Would you forgive me? Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Bless these situations. Hands up if you need a health breakthrough. Sickness, disease, something wrong in your body. Hands up real high. Okay, let's gather around our friends. And what we're going to do with these friends is, once there's one or two people with you, you can put your hand down. And could you tell your friend that's gathered, what's the sickness's name that the doctors have given it? Where's the pain? What's the problem? Just tell them, like, in 5 seconds, what's the problem? And those of you ministering, ask their permission before you put your hand on their body. And those of you being ministered to, if you feel comfortable to say, well, it's my knees, put your hand on my knees, please. The person being ministered to, give them permission if you're comfortable with that. And again, the prayer of two is a big deal. It's a big deal. It's a big deal. Okay, let's pray a prayer of healing over our friends right now. So those of you that are receiving prayer, don't you say anything. Don't pray in tongues. Don't pray in English, Spanish, German, or anything like that. Those of you receiving, just receive. And those of you ministering, how about you say this prayer? Say this for your friends. Your healing belongs to you. Because of what Jesus has done, receive your healing now. Now, just put your Holy Spirit anointed hand on their body, and the praying's done, friends. The praying's done. It's now the Holy Spirit's time to step in and to bring healing, to bring restoration, to cleanse from sicknesses and diseases. Holy Spirit, come. Healing comes right now. Healing comes right now. Healing comes. Healing comes. Healing comes. Healing comes. Healing comes. In Jesus' name. All right. This is one that we can measure right away. Unless you got your bank account app to be able to see if God put money in your account. But if you've had sickness or pain and you felt something change just as you were being prayed for, just tell your friends right away. Say, you know what? I was feeling very peaceful when you prayed for me. My shoulders loosened up. I think I can move my hips better. My headache's gone. Why don't you just tell your friends if you're a little bit better? Give you 5 seconds to just give a little quick testimony. Anybody feel better? Anybody sense a change? Wave your hands, okay? Several people, that's good. Alrighty. Friends, here's what I'd like you to do now. Sandra, do you want to come up and help me? I'd like you to grab the hand of at least one person. And friends, if you're going to be shining this week, you need some Holy Spirit in you. Just you on your own, you're not going to be able to shine really good. You need a whole bunch of God in you this week. So we're going to pray for you to be filled with God and just radiate His goodness. Would that be all right?
Yeah. Holy Spirit, I ask that this week that we would not settle. Lord, I just pray that you would break that off of us, complacency right now, to pursue you. Lord, I thank you that you pursue us every moment of the day. And Lord, I'm asking that you would position us in that place, Father. I thank you, Father, for, I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you just come. Lord, I thank you for transformation of the heart, Lord, that happens when the Holy Spirit comes and reveals things in our hearts. Lord, I'm asking for more. Lord, I'm asking that on this Mother's Day, Father, that you bless all the mothers in the house and the moms that are expecting, Lord, that those babies in their bellies would leap for joy this morning. Not too much, Lord, but Lord, enough that they would receive the Holy Spirit. Lord, I pray again, Lord, that you would keep us hungry. Keep us always hungry for you. Keep us always seeking for you, Lord, and every bit of complacency comes off. Lord, we love your presence. Now, come on, he's just falling right now. He's just falling right now in this room. Whoa, Lord, we thank you that there's always enough. You know, some of you take a little drink because you think, oh, you know, I want to share because you're such generous people. But he just says, I want you to take the whole cup for yourself. And so even this morning, you know, you can just hold your cup and, you know, like, how about you do that right now? Hold your big, I usually do this. Hold that out to the Lord right now. Let him fill it up. Let him fill it up. Holy Spirit, fill that up. Fill that barrel up. Fill that cup up. Fill it up, Lord. And now just pour it in. Take it in. Take it in. Take it in. Take it in, Holy Spirit. We love your presence. We love your presence, Father. We love your presence, Lord. We love what you've done. Lord, we thank you, Father, that when we leave this place, that the Holy Spirit is oozing out of us, Lord. When we go for our meals, whether it's a home or a restaurant or with friends, Lord, that you would just come and there would be such a joy, such a peace from the Holy Spirit that would just overflow, overflow, overflow. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Whoa, whoa. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Whoa. We just step into your presence. Whoa. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. let there be a glow in our face, Lord. Let there be a glow of the Holy Spirit on our face. We thank you, Holy Spirit. Whoa, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Whoa, oh, come on. Now, I know we just settled down, but sorry. He's just so here right now. Come on, hold your buckets out again. Come on. Holy Spirit, would you just fill those buckets, Lord? Fill them up, fill them up, fill them up, fill them up. Whoa. Fill them up, Holy Spirit. We never want to get used to this. We just so love your presence, Lord. Let your love, your unconditional love that is coming, and Lord, now just pour it out. Now pour it out on in you, but also on the person next to you. Yeah, they say, here, have a drink. Have a drink. Have a Holy Spirit drink this morning. Be refreshed, be restored, be renewed. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Whoa. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Whoa.
Hallelujah. 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 Can we just give a hand clap for what the Lord did today? Can we just give him glory and praise right now in the name of Jesus? Give two or three people just a huge hug. If you need prayer for anything that happened today, we have a prayer team at the front that would love to pray for your deliverance, your breakthrough. If you're too scared to come forward when Pastor Steve was talking about people giving their life to Christ, now is a good time to do that. We love you. Happy Mother's Day. Listen, call your mom even if you're not talking. Amen? Call your mom and love on her. Act like you never had a fight. Just love on your mom. And love on your spiritual mom too. If you have spiritual moms in your life, call them, bless them, love on them. But if you need prayer for anything, just we have a prayer team at the front. Thank you, Pastor Steve and Sandra. Thank you, Revival Life. We love you. Amen.